At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now for food this week, we're joined by Kevin Dundon of Dunbrody Country House Hotel. Kevin, good morning.
It's good to be here. How are you?
You were going hiking this afternoon.
I was the after word. Not anymore. I'd be hiking to a pub.
And it's funny, you sent us these recipes before the weather became so inclement, but they're perfect.
They're absolutely
for a day
ideal.
Like today.
We'll start off with that fantastic soup. It's a curried sweet potato and coconut soup. So you can imagine that heat of the spice going through the soup is amazing. With soups, as you get a large pot, put your coconut oil in the bottom, chop up your onions and your sweet potatoes and your carrots. And you want to cook that down, a little bit of salt and pepper, put in your red curry paste into that so you can smell the spice coming through the kitchen. And then we're going to add in our vegetable stock to that. And then our coconut milk, and then we're going to blitz that in a liquidizer or a stick blender. And then you're going to finish it off with the butter. Just put the butter
50
in.
50 grams of butter
yeah,
in.
Yeah, just a little bit of butter. But that's going to make it really, really special. So,
yeah, that'll give
so
it that butter, silky
yeah, butter
finish.
Chicken, you know, that kind of feel. And in fact, you could actually put some chicken in there. And also this recipe works really well if you've got butternut squash instead of the sweet potato.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, we will make sure this is up on our website as well, so people get the detail of it. Now, the hearty main course is bourguignon.
This is the one. So this is a fantastic stew. It comes from the Burgundy region of France, and it's like really, really rich beef stew. So we're using the beef cheeks. Now you can use the chunk or brisket either. So you
okay. Now these are not the most expensive cuts.
No, so. Which is great, but they give great flavor as well. So and the whole idea of this is you really want to get them nicely caramelized in your pot. So another big heavy based pot.
So what else are we going to put in before?
So
we
we're
going to
put carrots, onions, garlic, celery, mushrooms is the classic. So you have to have mushrooms in when you're talking Burgundy. Tomato puree, whole grain mustard, rosemary, thyme, red wine, stock, and salt and pepper.
Okay.
Serve that up with a lovely creamy mashed potato.
It sounds like a lot, but in fact, the method is actually quite straightforward.
Yeah, and in fact, if you go into your local supermarket, you'll probably pick up that mix already chopped and ready to go. So you just go to the butcher counter, pick up your meat, and again, get that heavy pot and put some oil in it, and then you're going to put in your beef and make sure it gets really dark and brown on the outside. And that's kind of, you're building the flavor, lots of salt and pepper. Take your meat out and then add in your vegetables. So all your vegetables go in there at that stage. You give that a salty. And like when you're dealing with anything to do with stews or soups, it's all about layering the flavors. So it's very important that you get those caramelizations happening through the.
So that's why when you've taken the beef out, you still get the flavor of the beef as you fry your.
Because you're actually deglazing the pot naturally. And then you're going to add in your white wine and your stock, salt and pepper, and you're going to put your beef back in there. You're going to put a lid on that and let it simmer away. Now, you can either let it simmer away for about two and a half hours on the stove. I'm right. I just read the recipe. Or else you can put it into the oven. So maybe you have a slow oven, put it in there for three to 4 hours.
Can you use a slow cooker for this?
Absolutely. And this is perfect.
Take a bit longer, I suppose.
About 6 hours, but on a medium heat, which would work really, really well. It's crucial that you serve a lovely creamy mashed potato and, Pat, yes, lots of butter.
Lots of butter, okay. And the creamy mashed potato, when Gareth is here, he would always be talking about putting cream in.
Yeah, well, you see, you can. And so if you've got your mashed potato, you put some cream and then finish with butter. A lot of French chefs wouldn't use cream. It's just lots of butter because the butter has the cream in it anyway, so.
Have you been to your cardiologist recently?
Yeah, I have actually. I got the all clear.
Oh, that's good.
After about 10 visits.
Yeah. And anyway, you serve this either with crusty bread or with mash.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a real kind of winter warmer. And it's brilliant. Like if you've got a household of people and they're coming in at different times, you can have that pot on the side. It's easy to heat up and it only gets better every day that it's there.
Now, a traditional bread and butter pudding.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that is gorgeous, and yet it would be seen as simple fare, wouldn't it?
I know, but it's amazing though. When you actually do a recipe of bread and butter pudding, the amount of feedback you get on it, it's just huge, because it triggers so many nostalgic memories for a lot of people, and it's so comforting as well. But you can imagine, you get that, you know, it's the bread, so you get that lighten with the sugar on it, so you get that lovely crust, so it's crispy, and then when you break in, it's kind of like a souffle of egg, and it's just delicious, and served with a custard.
You know,
it's so simple to make.
The queen of puddings, is that pretty much the same thing?
No, the queen of puddings is kind of like it's kind of like a sponge, so it's a light sponge but steamed as well. So it's got raspberry jam at the bottom.
Okay, so what do we need for our traditional bread and butter pudding?
You need your sliced pan. Our croissants, our brioche also works really well, some day old, and you need raisins, butter, cream, milk, eggs, caster sugar, and a spoon of cinnamon. So you're going to start off by getting your sliced pan, cut off the crusts, and then cut them in a diagonal, so it's like you get triangles. And if you get your dish, your baking dish, any dish.
So you get rid of the crusts, even though in white bread they tend to be a bit soft.
Yeah, I do. Just I've always have. So don't ask me why. I just have. Then you want to really put a lot of butter around the edge of your dish and at the bottom. Put in your slice, butter your sliced pan so it's nicely buttered. Layer that up so it's kind of stacked over top. Put some raisins on, and then do that again and again. And then you're going to make your custard. So if you want to heat up your milk, beat up your eggs, your caster sugar, and your cinnamon together. So your milk and your cream are heated now at this stage. And then you're going to add that to your egg mixture, stir that up, and then you're going to pour that over, half of it over your bread mixture.
Okay, so we have 300 mils of cream, 300 mils of milk, 4 eggs, 75 grams of caster sugar, and of course the cinnamon you mentioned. So you've made this lovely custard. You use half of it to cover the pudding.
And leave it there for 30 seconds or 30 minutes just to let it soak in, and then pour the rest of the mixture in. And then if you get a larger roasting pan, like quite a deep one, so maybe something like 3 inches in depth, and then sit your bread and butter pudding into that, and then put that into the oven. And just before you close the oven door, get your kettle and put like an inch of water in the base of it. So you're actually kind of steaming, so you're adding moisture.
Okay,
to,
so you have a basin within another vessel.
Yes.
And you surround that vessel with water, which then, of course, allows the steam to be
so
created.
It's actually classically called a bain-marie. So if you Google a bain-marie, you'll see it there. And then just at the end, just like sprinkle some sugar on top of the bread. Leave that in the oven, I think, for about 45 minutes, 50 minutes, and at 180 degrees at gas mark 4. And take it out, and it's a thing of beauty.
Do you serve it just on its own, or do you add anything?
Well, you can add some custard to it.
More custard,
but I don't think you need it. I just think it's just gorgeous the way it is. Even like if you get some vanilla ice cream, it'd be really nice as well.
Yeah. You're salivating even as you describe these recipes. It's great that
it's
you've
perfect
got
day for it.
A chef who loves his own cooking.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it? It's like when you look in the mirror in the morning, you say, oh my God, you look gorgeous. It's the same thing as my food.
Anyway, this is the kind of fare that will be available in Dunbrody.
Yeah, well, this is definitely the food that we serve in the local, our pub in Dunbrody. So it's definitely, like bread and butter pudding is actually on the dessert menu at the moment.
Okay, so we'll put all these recipes up on our website. The first one will be the soup, and then the beet bourguignon, and then the bread and butter pudding. This one, a text coming in from Paula. Queen of puddings is baked breadcrumbs with jam and meringue on top,
meringue.
I think.
Yeah.
Kevin mentioned the beet bourguignon. He adds white wine. Surely he meant red.
Red. Did I say white? My apologies.
Okay.
Red.
An important correction.
Thank you.
Because the red gives the flavour. You don't get, I mean, the alcohol is long gone.
Oh, it's well gone. It's once you burn it off,
flavor.
Once it comes to the boil, so it's...
Does Kevin find the rise in food prices challenging? We are reading the cost of food for Christmas is going up.
Yeah, well, it is challenging, but I think everything, unfortunately, that we turn, every corner we turn, the prices seem to go up. And we just need to be clever, and that's why this dish is actually perfect, because we're actually starting to use the cheaper cuts of meat and trying to get more creative in how you shop.
I remember back in the Celtic Tiger days being in Buckley's in Moore Street, and there were all these strange cuts in the window, and he told me they were for the Eastern Europeans.
Yeah. But now they're for...
They had lived through frugal times under the Soviets, so they knew all about using cheap
cuts.
Actually,
that's a great butcher's on Moore Street, because they have all the cheaper cuts, which is fantastic.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much for joining us. That's Kevin Dundon of Dunbrodie Country House Hotel, who's going to stay at home this afternoon instead of going hiking and rambling in Wicklow.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.